Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
All right, here we go for a Friday Reardon Roundtable time. As we take you into the weekend, ladies and gentlemen, we have the panel assembled, including our friend, and I know she has a nickname now because she gave it to herself, and I'm going to use it, Hurricane Jane Duker.
Woo! Hurricane Jane.
Your next
St.
Louis County executive.
Amen.
Is that really what you're calling yourself now? I like it.
No, somebody did call me that, and I thought it was hilarious.
HurricaneJane.com.
Somebody said that man has no idea what to do with Hurricane Jane. And I said, I think you might be right about that.
I love it. How are you? I kind of miss you. Let me introduce the other two panelists,
Yay!
Though. Mary Elizabeth Coleman, state rep, is here. How are you, Mary Elizabeth?
I think all of us are running.
I'm so excited. We're all candidates.
We're all candidates.
Steve Butts, who is also a state rep on the Democrat side. Steve, welcome. How are you?
Mark, good to see you. Thanks.
Good to see everybody.
Doing
yeah,
great.
Jane and I have been separated just a little bit because she was out of town, and then I was out of town, and then I had to...
You had the COVID.
I had the COVID as well, all kinds of stuff. So we're all
glad
better.
Better.
But let's just talk a little bit here about your candidacy and the state of the candidacy for St. Louis County Executive. There is going to come a time, and I've been not told when this time is. I'll let somebody else tell me, where we probably can't have you on here leading up to the election. Although, I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, what I find
I think
funny
we should
is
get
I think
Sam on the panel for a real
time.
Can I please? Can I please be the Republican
yes,
that week?
Yes.
My understanding is everybody asks him to come on radio and TV, and he's not. So,
no.
I mean, you could offer equal time every week, and he would never come. I wish he would. That would be fun. I think I could sell out America Center if he would debate me. So
but,
I hope
but
that he
legitimately
will have to.
Here, the way this started is you're not going to really have a campaign committee because you're a registered lobbyist, but you deregistered. Now you're giving, you know, people are giving you money, right?
Yes, yes. I'm raising a lot of money.
Are you going to do
gonna be fun.
TV? You'd have to, right?
I mean, there's a PAC that's supporting me, and they will make all the decisions as to what happens there. So don't know. So what that will happen, that'll be an independent expenditure. But then, you know, in my campaign, I'll get signs and T-shirts. I get a lot of requests for T-shirts and signs. And
I'll do live commercials for you. I could do live endorsements for you, Jane.
Okay,
you know,
good.
I'm pretty pricey.
How cheap are you?
I'm pretty pricey, but I mean, it's worth it.
She needs free.
It's all about ROI.
But you know
right?
what is really weird? I mean, making the phone calls, it is amazing to me. One, the only issue that people care about is crime. So that's, and I knew that intuitively, but to hear people, that's really the issue that they want to talk about. And he's wildly unpopular. So it does make the phone calls a lot easier when people who you don't know are like, oh, I'm so glad you called me. So it's
but the
it's
reality,
been fun.
And you know this, the reality of it is the people in this audience will know you and you've been on KMOX for years, but there's a fair amount of people that just don't know your name.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's probably a fair number of people that don't know Sam Page's name, but name recognition is
oh,
always
I, no, I think he does have a lot of name ID. I think people have seen him on TV for 2 years and they've formed an opinion of him that probably is not a very favorable one. And so me, it's a matter of getting name ID. And luckily, when people hear about my background, I'm actually more qualified than him, which makes it sort of fun because I get to say, oh, not only am I not Sam Page, but I'm actually qualified to do this job. So it's not anything like I thought. And I've worked with a number of campaigns, but being a candidate is different and huge respect for the people who do it now that I know what it's like. But yeah, it's actually been really fun, and I really like county voters.
A little bit historic, first woman ever.
I would be the worst. He's the worst. Hey. I'm replacing the worst.
Hey, Shamed Dogan, I can turn that into a campaign ad for you.
How much will it cost
if
him?
The price is right. It was like, did you hear? I think I have this as we segue in, and I just have to say, I love Mary Elizabeth's view on this. Did you guys hear the? Here, let's just play this here. Did you hear the Bush thing this week? It was kind of like the Bush thing. Ready? You guys, have you heard this? You probably haven't heard it yet, so let's play it here.
Russian elections are rigged. Political opponents are imprisoned or otherwise eliminated from participating in the electoral process. The result is an absence of checks and balances in Russia and the decision of one man to launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Iraq. I mean, of Ukraine.
That is such a George W. Bush moment.
Poor guy.
It's unbelievable.
It actually makes me like him more now that he's not in office, but... Yeah.
I mean, if you want to cement your legacy into the parody of SNL, that was the way to do it this week. That was this week that he said
well,
that.
Well, I know, but he's a little older. I mean, you know, look, when you lived something your whole life, I mean, I guess that's not that strange when you've lived a war your entire career as president. Yeah. I would imagine that's... comes out of your brain pretty quickly.
How about that for a faux pas?
But
anyway.
No, I will not be the worst. I would be the first female county executive in the county's history.
All right, Hurricane.
I really hope that you are the
Democratic. You hang on. Let's talk about some issues here. But Steve, let me start because crime is an issue in the county and in the city. And you had something that has happened to you, and I'm told that this is a bit of a pattern right now in the city, which is kind of horrifying. But what? Explain the story, because you were basically shot by a BB gun or a pellet gun or something.
Yeah,
like
correct.
That.
So, you know, and unfortunately, this is going to be this goofy game that's getting played. So I'm just walking out of my house yesterday at 4 o'clock, and you don't want to over exaggerate what happened, but I'm just going to get in my car drives by, I hear this little air pellet gun, mm-hmm. you know, a little paintball gun, and I'm like, dang, something just bit me in the lip, and I got shot in the face with a little paintball. They're like neon little orange and yellow things,
this
and these two
insane.
Kids are driving by, and I'm like, son of a buck, I just got shot. So, you know, I jump in my car and I chase him.
That's not a good idea.
That was not the good idea. I wish I wouldn't have done that, but I did, and I was kind of fumbling with my phone. I was on the loop for 911, so fortunately, I got through in about 7 minutes on 911, but, you know, by then I realized I really wasn't hurt, and I was just more mad, and I'm like, there's no way I'm going to let these kids, middle of the day, just shoot you, but I... been talking to a couple of cop friends of mine and some neighborhood people, and it's a bit of a pandemic, just kids driving around with
goodness.
Mini paintball guns.
Randomly
shooting
people.
Yeah, just thinking it's funny. And I'm like, you know, if it would have got you in the eye or worse.
Got in the ear or hit the wrong place.
Or,
I mean,
or you'd be with the wrong person and some kid points a gun at you and somebody else has
a gun,
which I did not have, and, you know. It's just a dangerous situation. It's a stupid game. And the car, of course, you know, expired tags with the temporary paper, whatever.
There's
and I'm
shocker.
Like, exactly. And then driving way too fast. So
you think maybe they had insurance? Oh, no.
They definitely did not have insurance.
By the way, I have another question, a follow-up to this. But what's the end game with the registration, with the license plates? Because it seems like that's just never going to be enforced now.
Well,
thank
Donna
you.
Donna Behringer was here. She's been on a crusade. Yeah.
She really has. I mean,
the legislature
a lot of people are.
Well, and there's been a number of really good proposals about making the fee have to be done through the seller. That doesn't get every private sale, but it certainly gets a lot of the cars that are sold through the dealers to make them responsible for filing the paperwork
good.
And just pay them directly.
Yes,
and they handle
and have it be
then.
Part of the loan or
and
whatever
have it, be
it is.
Part
correct.
Of the loan.
We
but the problem
that.
Is the problem
done.
Is while I agree with that and that would make it simpler, the problem is what comes along with that. The reason why people don't file is because they probably don't have insurance, which is the more expensive part, and
well,
the sales
or
tax
the inspection.
And,
I mean,
and
I
the
think
inspections.
People
right.
People aren't filing their even maybe they're not paying their taxes in their own district because. Mm-hmm. They are registering where they don't have to get the inspection.
I personally think, I'm just going to tell you, because I lived in Wisconsin for a bunch of years in between my time in Missouri, I think the way that we do everything with the licensing, with the sales tax, with the tags, is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's too complicated.
The notion that these license offices are independent businesses is just outrageous, and most people don't even know that. They think it's a state agency.
We were the
right?
last administration, the Holden administration, where that was an in-house deal, where actually the Department of Revenue was sort of responsible.
Well, see, some,
and it should
some
be.
Things
it's
government,
a government
should
function.
Do. Right, exactly.
And you know what? And maybe it won't be perfect, but at least they're government bureaucrats and you can trace them and you can make sure.
I got to tell you, I don't think putting government bureaucrats in charge of something is the way to improve it. I agree that what we've got going on right now is not working, but that's probably not going to make it better.
Well, it worked fine before. It was something that was not broken.
Well, I think part of it is the regulations that are required to get one of those bids are pretty tight and ways that stifle innovation. So there are other states that have things where you can text and create a spot in line or you have an online reservation system or even call in. And my understanding is a lot of that kind of stuff we're not able to do because
but
of the
just even,
because of the bidding
even
process.
With the personal property thing, and I don't know how much discussion goes on at the state about this, but look, I moved from Jeffco to St. Louis County 4 or 5 years ago.
We're really
sorry
you left us.
Right, and I am too, but I needed a better
school district. But I needed a voter, so he'll be there.
But yeah, that's exactly
right.
I know,
but I lost one.
Well, yeah,
sorry, I'm voting in the Senate race. I'm not crossing over. You might get some people hurricane, but I'm not crossing over. The point is, it gets so confused. Then it's my responsibility to tell St. Louis County that I live in St. Louis County to have my cars there so I can pay taxes, or my goats or whatever else I'm going to pay taxes on. It's confusing to people. And it shouldn't be that way, should it?
Are you allowed to have goats in St. Louis County?
I don't know, but I'm just saying you have to pay taxes.
Goats and chickens, no. So we've been investing, Mary Elizabeth, Representative Coleman will testify to, we've been investing some real state funds to improve and upgrade our IT systems. That certainly is a big part of it.
Well, we're running on cobalt.
So we are running on cobalt.
Truth. Which was what they were running on when I was there 20 years ago.
Yeah,
but we're getting there. We are improving. It is improving. We've allocated the money.
But a lot of that is a county function, Mark. That's the problem.
And Mark, you got to throw in if in the city at least, Chief Hayden said, yeah, and we're not going to stop anybody for expired tags and plates. I mean, then why would anybody?
Can I raise a novel point? Can I just raise a novel point? It is not for Chief Hayden. It is not for police officers. It is not for the mayor. It is not for the county executive to say which laws will or will not be enforced. If they don't want laws enforced, the legislative body, that's how democracy works. It's that whole separation of powers. If a law is on the books, it is supposed to be enforced. This idea that executive branches now can say, we're just not going to enforce laws that are on the books that the people's representatives passed, is a problem. So I think it's ridiculous, and I don't think police officers should ever be, oh, you get to decide when and if you follow laws. These are the same people who complain, oh, my God, we don't want to have police officers to have any discretion, and they're evil, and all of this. But then you do this whole gray area, like they're supposed to have all this discretion on the street as to, oh, well, this person probably didn't have a good upbringing, so I shouldn't pull them over because their plates are expired. That is not a good idea to put that sort of discretion in police officers. That's not what they're trained to do. That's not what it's for. People who think that laws don't apply to them causes all lawlessness. That is what we are seeing right now.
Yes.
And I don't know why.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's why she's Hurricane Jane. But hang on, we got to get some more segments here on the Reardon Roundtable. State Reps Mary Elizabeth Coleman, Steve Butts also with us. I understand your point, Jane. I really do. We're back with more in a moment.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.